Archers for the week, 8th to 13th September 2002.
Kenton is finally going to get his Sunday lunch at April Cottage.
Oh, I'm knackered.
You've only been out there 5 minutes.
Oh, Jamie's getting too good for me. I can't keep up.
What have you done with him?
I told him to practice shooting for 10 minutes while I get a cup of coffee.
Mm. Where's the goal?
On the back fence, between that pointy tree over there and the purple bush.
Ah.
What?
That is supposed to be a flower bed.
Oh,
I admit it doesn't look like one.
Sorry.
Just haven't had much time for gardening lately. Can you get your own coffee?
Yeah, of course. Sure you don't need any help?
I could do with a bigger oven. Getting a full Sunday dinner in this little thing is a bit of a logistical nightmare.
Must be.
I'm having to do the apple crumble now.
Apple crumble? Oh, bliss.
So that it can come out of the oven at 12 to make way for the roast potatoes.
Oh, yes, roasties.
And fingers crossed the beef will be done by 1:30, so that can come out and I can put the Yorkshire puddings in.
And Yorkshire pudding? Cathy, this sounds like one of my mum's feasts.
Oh, Lord. You're not going to compare my Yorkshire pudding with Jill's, I hope.
I have to confess, she does have a way with the old batter.
Right. That's it. Forget the Yorkshire.
No, no, Cathy, please, I was only kidding. I've been dreaming about this meal for the past week.
The past fortnight?
Exactly. I was really disappointed last Sunday.
Well, if you hadn't incapacitated Nigel...
Now, you know perfectly well it wasn't my fault.
No, of course not.
It wasn't. And I've been working my little socks off all week covering for him. But is Lizzie grateful? Huh? Do I get a word of thanks?
Oh, it's a hard life, isn't it?
Now, before we go on, there are one or two parish notices. The first one, well, I think most of you probably know by now that I'm going to be leaving Borsetshire. And last week I accepted the offer of a new parish near Southampton. Now, I shan't be taking up the new post until the new year, so it's not goodbye just yet. But all the same, I would like to say a huge thank you to all of you for the wonderful support and friendship you've given me over the past 7 years. I shall miss you all terribly. But parish life must go on, and with that in mind, I've been asked to remind you that the deadline for the next parish magazine is Thursday.
I thought you said Joe was building a garden shed.
He's supposed to be. Huh. According to Joe.
Looks more like a sort of aircraft hangar.
Can I just get to the oven?
Oh, sorry. Oh, I say, that looks gorgeous.
Not bad, is it?
Can I eat it now?
No!
I'm starving.
Now, let me just put the potatoes in. There we are.
Bit of an eyesore, isn't it?
What?
That shed thing.
Oh, yeah. It does loom, rather, doesn't it?
Shouldn't they have planning permission?
Probably. But nobody bothered when they built that lean-to, so...
Well, I suppose you'll get used to it.
I am sometimes tempted to plant a large Leylandii hedge between my garden and theirs.
That'll make you popular.
But then I think of Clary. She's such a wonderful neighbour.
Always there with a cup of sugar.
Emergency babysitter. Don't know what I'd do without her.
Kenton.
Oh,
Jamie.
You said 10 minutes.
I was just giving your mum a hand, getting the dinner.
Is it nearly ready?
1 o'clock, love.
Is that soon?
Not long. Why don't you two go and finish your game of football?
But we're starving, aren't we, Jamie?
Ravenous.
Well, you'll just have to wait.
Can we have a bag of crisps?
No! Now, out from under my feet, the pair of you. Go on. Go outside and play.
Who's that you were just talking to?
They've just moved into Glebelands.
Oh, they're the new people at number 3, are they?
Yes. And they've just bought 4 tickets for Friday.
Friday?
Oliver's barbecue.
Oh. Do they know what it's in aid of?
Of course they do.
Only I thought they'd moved out from Birmingham.
I get the impression they're really keen to fit in.
Good for them.
They can see this big campaign for the countryside and they want to get involved.
Hope you're not trying to make me feel guilty.
Don't be silly.
Good. Because you know how I feel about it.
I should do by now. But it really isn't just about hunting, honestly.
Maybe not.
I mean, one of the Alliance policies, they want to stop food being sold at less than the cost of production. You must agree with that. If there's one thing that's ruined the market for farmers, it's dumping cheap food.
Of course I agree with it. But farmers ought to be campaigning for themselves.
through the NFU and so on. We shouldn't get it all mixed up with the hunting debate. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but this way we've got a stronger voice. Country people all together.
And what about the millions of people who don't like hunting? They're our customers too, don't forget. We ought to respect them.
Yeah, well, everyone's entitled to their views.
Well, I think farmers are being very short-sighted. We need the public on our side. All of them.
I think we'll have to agree to differ on this one, Mum.
I think perhaps we will. Anyway, are you going to enter anything in the flower and produce show this year?
I shouldn't think so.
Can you believe your father's talking about entering some roses? That bush by the back door is an absolute picture this year.
Yes, I noticed. Never looked that good when I was there.
He pruned it within an inch of its life in the spring and gave it a good mulching.
Ah.
And it seems to have paid off. Your grandmother got a highly commended with some blooms from that bush.
Yes, she did. A year before she died.
Hello. Oh, hi, Janet. Sorry to be so long.
You're very popular this morning.
Yes. I thought everyone knew I was leaving, but apparently there are some corners of Ambridge that gossip doesn't reach.
Good heavens.
Poor old Mrs. Potter was quite distraught. And I thought she'd be glad to see the back of me.
Whatever made you think that?
She was always ticking me off.
What? You young women today don't know you're born?
Oh, she says that to everyone.
Does she?
Oh, yes.
I thought it was just me. Anyway, she said she was sorry I was going. And so did Jean Harvey. That was another surprise. I thought she'd never forgiven me for not being a man.
No one thinks about that anymore.
There are still a few. Auntie Peggy, to name but one.
But there's been a real shift in attitudes, don't you think? People were very wary about women priests when you first came here. But now nobody thinks about it twice.
Oh, apart from a few diehards.
And I think you must take the credit for that.
Oh, Jill, it's kind of you to say so.
I mean it.
So I've achieved something in my years here.
I told you, you've achieved loads. And we're all going to miss you horribly.
Oh, well, I'm going to miss you. Oh, dear. Now it's all settled. I almost don't want to go.
A bit more crumble?
Oh, I hate to see good food go to waste, but honestly, I couldn't eat another crumb.
It won't go to waste.
I'll eat it for the tea.
Nothing goes to waste with Jamie around.
Can I get down now, please?
Yes, love, all right.
Go and play football with Kenton.
Ah, no way. No, I've got to lie on the floor and be very still for at least an hour.
Why?
Because otherwise my dinner will come back up.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Darling, you go and play quietly in your room, eh? And let Kenton digest his dinner.
We could play Monopoly.
Oh, well, yes, I suppose so. All right, you go and find the board and everything.
All right.
Monopoly?
I warn you, he's really good.
Can I go and slump on the sofa now?
Yeah, as long as I can slump with you.
Yes, please.
And there's a little bit of one in there.
And bring it over. Oh, Cathy, I'm afraid I'm going to have to loosen my belt.
Feel free. Move up a bit.
Oh, this is the life, eh?
Not bad, is it?
Thank you.
What's that for?
That wonderful dinner.
My pleasure.
And the promise of a game of Monopoly. What more can a man want?
It's so great that Jamie wants to play with you.
Yeah, it is.
He obviously loves having you around.
Yeah, well, we get on all right, don't we?
Yeah. It can be right pain when he doesn't like someone.
So, do you think he's ready for me to stay over yet?
Oh, can you give it a bit longer? Okay.
Yeah, no, of course, of course. Don't want to rush these things, do we?
No.
So, when is Jamie next due to spend the night at Sid's?
No, Charlie, not so fast, please.
Nigel?
Oh, hello, Jill.
Where did the dog come from?
It's Charlie.
Marjorie's Charlie?
Yes, she advertised in the Echo for a new home.
Yes, I know, but I never imagined you'd be interested.
I wasn't. It was Mummy.
Julia?
Well, Charlie was Nelson's dog, you see.
Yes, I know.
And when Mummy saw the advert, she decided that Nelson's dog couldn't possibly be taken in by strangers. So she sent Lewis over to Nightingale Farm with strict instructions to bring her back here.
That's very sweet.
Yes, except Mummy doesn't realise that dogs need to be walked.
Ah.
Or rather, she knows perfectly well, but she expects somebody else to do it.
Oh, Nigel, let me take her.
Oh, that really hurts.
Give me the lead.
Thanks.
Your shoulder's still painful.
It's all right, as long as I avoid sudden movements.
So, walking a lively dog's probably not a good idea.
I wish you'd hurry up and get better.
Now then, Charlie, you're going to have to get used to the peacocks.
That's why I don't let her off a lead.
Well, you have to get somebody else to walk her. She's much too energetic for someone with a broken collarbone. What's Kenton doing?
Oh, he's gone out for the day.
And Elizabeth?
Looking after Siobhan.
Siobhan?
Well, she rang this morning in floods of tears, so Lizzie invited her over.
What's the problem?
Oh, I think she's finding it a bit difficult coping on her own.
I'm not surprised. I mean, it's hard enough being a single mother when you've got all your family around you. But she's got no one, has she?
No.
Or does she still see the man, you know?
The man?
The father of her child.
Yes, I believe so.
Well, that's something, I suppose.
Yes, except...
Oh, is he married?
So it would seem.
I did wonder.
In fact, I think that's what's upset her. He's told her he can't be there at the birth.
Hardly surprising.
So Lizzie's going to be there.
What?
She volunteered.
Elizabeth's going to be present at the birth?
Yes.
Is that a good idea?
I wouldn't have thought so, no.
I mean, having the twins was such a traumatic thing for her.
I know.
Oh, well, it's her decision, I suppose, but...
Evening.
Oh, right. Charlie, calm down.
Hello, Charlie. Yeah, I'm pleased to see you too, boy.
Where have you been?
Just over to Kathy's.
Oh.
She cooked some mean Sunday lunch. Is that Siobhan's car parked round the side?
Yes. She's staying the night.
Oh?
She's feeling rather fragile, so, you know.
What?
Be a bit diplomatic.
I'm always diplomatic.
No, you're not.
Oh, thanks, Mum.
But don't go pestering her about... But you know...
What, about who her secret lover is?
Exactly.
All right. But I have to say, I'm just dying to know, aren't you?
Brian is anxious about Siobhan.
Siobhan, it's me. Are you okay? Give me a ring when you get home, will you? Only, well, I called round yesterday and you weren't there and you've got your mobile switched off. So just give me a ring, okay? Let me know you're all right. And I've had a thought about the weekend after next. You know, the Countryside Lions March. Well, can you try and keep that weekend free? Because I think...
Brian! Oh, sorry, darling.
So if you give me a call back. Thanks very much. Bye.
I didn't mean to interrupt.
That's okay. I was only talking around the phone. Why is no one ever at their desk on a Monday morning?
I just thought you might like to know.
Incidentally, darling, about the weekend after
next. Oh, never mind that now. The new combine's arrived.
Already? Mm-hmm. Thought it wasn't coming till this afternoon.
Well, it's here. Do you want to call Debbie or shall I?
Sir, I'll take you over there tomorrow and show you.
I like that, I think.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello, Ruth.
Hi. Lunch is nearly ready. Just let me finish this.
What you doing?
What does it look like?
Well, if I didn't know you better... I'd say you were sewing.
I'm putting a name tape in Josh's school sweatshirt, ready for Wednesday.
Whew. This, Chabba, is a very rare sight indeed.
What?
Ruth sewing.
I don't understand.
Just ignore him, Chabba. He's only having a dig.
A dig?
Making a joke.
This is funny?
No, not remotely.
Women, I think, sew better than men.
Yeah, right there, Chabba. I may not be much good with a needle, but I'm 10 times better than him.
My grandmother, he'd do... Broderie.
Broderie?
Embroidery.
Broidery?
Embroidery.
Embroidery.
You're famous for that in Hungary, aren't you? Jennifer brought home a beautiful tablecloth when she went to Budapest.
My grandmother, he do embroidery to serve the tourists.
Ah, she.
She?
She. Do embroidery.
Does. She does embroidery.
She does embroidery.
Yes.
So maybe Jennifer's tablecloth was embroidered by your grandmother.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, fascinating as this speculation is...
Yeah, all right.
..a man could die of hunger.
Why don't you lay the table?
OK.
And cut some bread.
All right. What are we having?
Soup.
Ah. Ben asleep?
Yeah, he's with Josh. So how did you get on with the milking?
Good, I think.
Yeah, no problems at all.
The milking parlour is very fine, I think.
It's pretty average.
The machine to measure the feed is good.
What?
It's the automatic dispenser.
Oh.
I have not been milking cows since a long time.
Well, you haven't forgotten how. Another day or two, and I should think we could leave you to it.
Well, let's not be too hasty.
Oh, sorry. I should have explained to you, Chabba, that Ruth would sooner leave the children in your care than the cows.
Look over the children.
No. Sorry, it's not what I meant. It's just that Ruth and her precious cows...
I'm just a little bit careful, Chabba, about who I let do the milking. Because we've had some trouble in the past, that's all. but I'm sure you'll be fine.
Why doesn't he help you this afternoon?
Don't you need him?
No, not particularly. I said I'd pop over to Home Farm, actually. They've had their new combine delivered.
Maybe Chabba would like to see that.
What?
Our neighbours have got a brand new combine harvester. Do you want to come and have a look at it?
I like more to milk the cows.
Well, that's settled then.
Right, that's Josh's name tapes done. Now, let's see how this soup is doing.
Is it out of a packet?
No, it is not. I made it myself.
It's very orange.
You make soup of oranges?
No, he means orange coloured. It's got carrots in it and lentils.
Well, I'm impressed.
So you should be. Now, will you go and tell Josh to wash his hands? He's in the sitting room.
I go.
Oh, thanks, Chabba. He's not talking to me.
Not talking?
He was moody because I wouldn't let him go to school this morning. He says Pip can go to school today. Why does he have to wait till Wednesday?
Josh thinks school is a wonderful place, I think.
Yeah, well, that won't last.
I fetch him.
Thanks.
Is he okay, do you think?
What, Chabba?
It's just difficult to tell sometimes. I'm never quite sure what he's really feeling.
Oh, he seems happy enough.
And I worry in case he's homesick or uncomfortable or not getting enough to eat.
Well, I'll tell you something about him. He's madly in love with Usha.
What?
He's talked of little else all morning. Where does she come from? Does she have a family? A husband? Boyfriend?
But Usha's practically old enough to be his mother.
Well, it doesn't matter. He's obviously never met anyone as exotic in his entire life.
Thought I recognised the bark.
Well, somebody had to walk her. Julia obviously wasn't going to.
Hello, Charlie.
No, Charlie, don't jump up.
It's a good dog.
Oh, what are you doing out here anyway?
Oh, I just came to say hi to my pretty Scots stumpies.
Well, they're not very pretty anymore.
Did you think so?
Scrawny looking things.
Well, I suppose they're going through a sort of chicken adolescence, you know, before they get their proper adult plumage.
Anyway, I'd be glad to hear that Siobhan got home safely.
Oh, she rang, did she?
Yes. Only, unfortunately, when she got back, there was a note from Brian.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, he called round yesterday hoping to surprise her.
Oh, but I thought they couldn't see each other this week.
Well, that's what she said. And what she thought. He left a message on her aunt's phone, too.
Oh, no.
So of course, she's devastated at having missed him.
So all that effort we put into cheering her up...
Yes.
...was a bit of a waste of time.
Talking of which...
What?
Last night...
It was rather jolly, wasn't it?
Yes, but...
And I had a really good time.
I know. It had me quite worried.
Why?
Well, you know you're not supposed to drink with those painkillers you're taking.
I only had a couple of glasses.
Maybe, but...
Kenton's right. It really does dull the pain. I forgot all about my shoulder.
You got excessively merry.
But I only had...
A couple of glasses. Yes, I know. But I think the effect of mixing alcohol with those pills is you get drunker quicker.
Gosh, do you think so?
And I was afraid you were going to say something.
Like what?
Like mentioning Brian and Siobhan in the same sentence.
I wouldn't do that.
Well, not deliberately, I'm sure. But Kenton won't leave the subject alone. I don't suppose you've seen him this morning, have you? He's supposed to be doing a mail-out.
He's over with Jessica.
Not again.
Yeah, he's checking arrangements for Thursday. We've got another training day.
Well, the arrangements are the same as they always are. Jessica knows what she's doing.
But maybe Kenton thought...
Chatting up Jessica would be more entertaining than stuffing envelopes. That's what Kenton thought.
Has it got that, slope compensation thing?
Oh, yes, yeah. Look, you do your sieve and your drum and concave settings from inside the cab.
Wow.
And then it automatically adjusted the gradient to any unevenness in the ground.
Clever stuff, isn't it?
And what this one has, the old one didn't, is this multifunction lever.
Right. So you really just drive the entire thing just by wiggling your thumb?
Absolutely. The biggest movement you have to make is to reach down into this built-in cool box for your chilled drink.
Whoa. You know what the next thing will be?
Hmm?
Getting rid of the driver altogether. A combine that's completely self-operating.
Oh, look, Jenny's waving at us. You better see what she wants. What's up?
Nothing. I just wondered if David was staying for tea.
Oh, well, thanks, but I better get back.
Hey, what do you think of the combine, then?
Well, I thought the old one was pretty amazing, but this...
Isn't insurance a wonderful thing?
Yeah, well, I'll think of you when my premiums get whacked up yet again.
Sure you won't have a quick cup of tea?
Oh, I'd love to, Jennifer, thanks, but I've promised to take Chabba down the pub.
We'll see you on Friday, won't we?
Friday?
Oliver's barbecue.
Oh, yeah, well, we'll do our best.
Well, the whole idea is to get everybody together before the march to, you know, to rally the troops and stiffen the sinews.
That reminds me, darling.
So everybody on the coach will be fired with enthusiasm.
I meant to have a word with you about that.
About what?
The march. Or rather, the coach. So I'm afraid I won't be on it.
What?
So be really sure you've wiped right around the teat.
You're very careful with her.
How do you say always making clean?
Hygiene?
Hygiene. Yes. This is okay?
That's fine. You can put the clister on now. Well done. No, a couple of years ago we had a lot of trouble. The herd just wasn't performing and they were losing condition.
Why is this?
Just bad routine, really. Always milking late, too many different people doing it. Generally cutting corners on the hygiene.
I'll do the next one.
Yeah, you carry on.
And you have had problem also recently.
What?
Bert says to me he's many weeks sick.
Oh, yeah, we had a terrible time just after Ben was born.
Now I'm here to help. Things will be better.
Well, I hope so. You're settling in all right?
Oh, yes.
You're not missing your family?
No, not at all.
Or your girlfriend? The one you told me about?
No. She has her new friend. She's happy.
Good.
I like very much your friend Usha.
Do you?
How do you know her?
You know David's sister, Shula. Well, Usha came here to work with Shula's first husband. And Usha and me, I don't know, we just hit it off.
Hit it off?
Hit it off. It means we immediately got on. We found it easy to talk to each other. Maybe because we're both outsiders.
Outsiders?
And neither of us were born and brought up round here.
So, I am outsider too?
Well, yeah.
So, maybe I too hit it off with Usha.
Hiya.
Oh, hi.
Hello, David.
Hi. How's he doing?
Great.
I told you.
Yeah, I think the cows will be safe with him.
I take good care.
So, how was the new combine?
Oh, the combine was fine. Which is more than could be said for Brian.
Well, I think you're really letting the side down.
Jenny, oh, how many times? I'm not going to miss the march. I'll meet up with you in London.
But why can't you come home after the meeting?
Because I don't want to spend the entire weekend travelling backwards and forward.
Well, I don't understand why Borchester Land has to arrange a meeting for that Friday afternoon.
Neither do I, darling.
But it's dreadfully short notice.
Well, maybe they've decided to go on the march.
Oh, isn't that likely?
Oh, yes. Oh, they'd definitely like to think of themselves as county.
Oh, yes. That's the whole image of them.
Anyway, I just thought, since I was going to be in London on a Friday, why not kill several birds with one stone? You see, there are a couple of chaps I can go and see on the Saturday.
I've already booked your seat.
Well, I'll be travelling back with you.
But going down together on the coach is part of the whole thing. The feeling of solidarity and all the village together.
You have Debbie and Simon and Oliver, George and Chris.
Look, it won't be the same.
Plenty of people to feel solidarity with.
But not without you, darling. I was so looking forward to it. A day out together, you and me.
There's a question of impartiality.
So, who's judging the flowering produce?
Ted Hargreaves. Bloke who does the gardening spot on Radio Borsetshire.
Oh, well, I hope he's not like that fella last year.
No. Harold Asquith.
The whole thing was a farce.
What are you on about?
Gardening correspondent of the Echo. He knew which side his bread was buttered.
Just because you didn't win anything.
Yeah, but look at who did, eh? Peggy Woolley.
She got a prize for a gentleman's buttonhole, that's all.
And Higgs. What about Higgs?
Well, Higgs does turn out a fine chrysanthemum.
Yeah, the whole thing was a fixer, no mistake.
You're going to be entering Tom Forrest's roses?
What do you mean, Tom Forrest?
Well, he planted them climbers out front of Keeper's Cottage, didn't he?
Right old mess they was, too, when we took the place over. Had half a mind to root them out and start again.
Well, they're looking a picture this year.
Can I top either of you gentlemen up?
Oh, t'ar very much, Jolly.
Oh, ain't it opening time yet?
Another 20 minutes.
All right. Give us some more coffee, then.
Are you entering anything in the flower and produce show, Jolene?
Oh, you're joking. I'm useless with plants.
Well, you're good at photography, though, aren't you?
Whatever gave you that idea?
Well, them pictures you took on your honeymoon.
Oh, that.
They were grand.
I can do holiday snaps, but that's me limit.
Well, you could enter the photographs of wildflowers section.
Oh, I've never photographed a flower in my life.
And remember to put in your vote for the Borsetshire County flower.
Oh, don't talk to me about the county flower.
Oh, is that what this photography thing's about, then? Finding a county flower?
No.
Robbed of me vote.
I just thought that it'd be a good way of publicising the scheme.
Blooming Lindis now.
What about her?
Won't let me use your husband's computer no more.
Well, you don't have to vote by computer, Joe. You can send in a card like the rest of us.
I was sort of wondering about setting up a couple of internet machines in here.
Well, in the bar?
Yeah, just in the corner over there. Sid thinks it's a daft idea.
Well, he's right. You don't want computers in a pub.
Why not?
No one would talk to each other no more.
Well, I just thought it'd be nice for folks like you who don't have computers at home.
I wouldn't have one if you paid me.
Well, you could come in here for your morning coffee like you do now. And if you wanted to, like, look up summer on the internet...
Yeah, that's a right good idea.
Oh, thanks, Joe.
I'd use it for definite.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and another idea I had.
You're full of them today, aren't you?
Well, you were talking about photographs and the Flower and Produce Show, and... Sin me, we've got some brilliant pictures of the Jubilee celebrations.
William took some good ones and all.
Oh, I bet loads of people did. So I thought, why not have, like, an exhibition?
At the Flower and Produce?
Mm, good a time as any.
What are you doing here?
Nice to see you too, Eddie.
Well, you don't usually come home dinner time.
William's bringing Emma round for a tea this evening.
Yeah,
so I just
know.
Want to get this pie ready, and I can just pop it in the oven the minute I get home. How'd you get on this morning?
Oakwood.
Oh, dear.
God, I swear I've been to every blooming music shop in Felkish.
What did Fallon say?
I don't know what Fallon said.
Well, she said there was Dad Easy to come by. These, what's the names?
Effects units.
Yeah.
Not in Felkish, they're not.
No.
Not unless you want to spend a few hundred quid.
Oh, dear.
Any chance of some lunch?
Help yourself. There's a new loaf of bread and plenty of cheese.
Oh, I could murder a fry up.
You know where the frying pan is.
Oh, go on, Clara.
Look, I'm doing pastry.
What a terrible morning.
And mine weren't nothing to write home about.
Oh, my feet are killing me.
Helen's launching this new version of her famous cheese Thursday.
Right.
And she's been in the dairy all morning, getting under everyone's feet.
So what, she ain't giving up on cheese?
Oh, no, such luck. Pat says it's quite nice, this new lot she's done.
You ain't tasted it?
No, didn't fancy it.
Well, after the last look.
Hey, there's a couple of cold sausages in the fridge. Why don't you put them in a sandwich, eh?
That'll do, yeah.
So what are you going to do about this thing for Edward?
A guy in the shop said I should look in the small lads, see if I can't pick up a second-hand one.
Oh.
So I've got a lot of magazines to look through.
Right. And have you thought any more about Joe's birthday?
Didn't we make enough of a fuss last year?
He says he wants a computer.
Well, tough.
Mrs. Snow won't let him in their house no more.
You make him a nice dinner. I'll take him down the pub for a few points.
I think there's still a couple of them rabbits in the freezer. I'll do him a rabbit pie.
Hello.
Oh, hello, love. What are you doing there?
Oh, didn't expect you to be home.
I'm making a steak and kidney pie for tonight.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, I just came round to put this in the fridge.
What's that?
Bottle of white wine. It's them's favourite.
I don't think it goes with steak and kidney.
What do you know about it?
Glass of steak. That's what you want.
But if I put it in the fridge now, well, we'd get nice and cold, like.
Very thoughtful of you, William.
Well, I just want everything to be, you know.
I know, love.
What?
Yeah, and just you behave yourself this evening, Eddie Grundy. Don't you belch and talk with your mouth full.
Oh, it's only Emma.
What do you mean it's only Emma?
Well, not like she's a stranger, is it? We've known Emma since she was a baby.
Oh, and, Mum, if you could have a word with Ed.
Oh, he's going out.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
Heard you was coming round and suddenly decided he had business elsewhere.
Don't listen to him. They've got a band rehearsal.
Oh, what a relief.
Thanks, Betty. See ya.
Oh, no, careful.
Sorry.
All right. No damage done.
How was your young man this morning?
Sorry?
Your student. What's his name?
Oh, Chabba.
Oh, he likes his beer, doesn't he?
Yeah. He did put away the pipes, didn't he?
He certainly did.
Yeah, but he's bright as a button this morning, which is more than could be said for me.
Fallon wants to know when he's coming again.
Oh, does she indeed?
Very taken with him was Fallon.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's a nice-looking lad.
Huh? Can't say I'd noticed.
Oh, come on, David. I could quite fancy him myself. Well, if I weren't a happily married woman.
Really?
That funny accent of his. Oh, it's dead sexy, it is.
Well, I've got bad news for you, Jolene. His heart's already been stolen.
Oh, don't tell me. He's got a girlfriend back home.
Well, no, not anymore, apparently. But he seems to have taken a shine to Usha.
Usha?
Yeah. Bizarre, isn't it?
Wouldn't have thought she was his type.
Well, I'm sure he'll be down the pub again soon. He thinks Shire's bit is fantastic.
And he obviously likes his crisps.
Yeah, he did eat a lot of crisps, didn't he?
Jolene!
Oh, hello.
Hello, David.
Hiya.
How are your little brood?
Oh, I was just on my way to pick them up. They're fine, thanks.
Good. Anyway, Jolene, I had a word with Christine and she's talked to Peggy about your idea.
What idea?
For an exhibition of Jubilee photos at the Flower and Produce.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Sounds nice.
All right. Well, they're both very keen. Have to be put to the full committee, of course.
Oh, of course.
Well, excuse me, I better go and get the kids.
Right, oh. See you then, David.
Yeah, see you, bye.
Bye, David. You don't know anybody else who wants to go on the Liberty and Livelihood March, do you?
No, sorry.
Only we've still got a few spare seats on the coach.
You want me to stick a notice up in the bull?
Oh, if you wouldn't mind, Jolene, that'd be great.
All right. How many spare places have you got?
Six. Well, six and a half, if you include Brian.
Two what?
He's got business in London, so he'll meet us there. Ah. Only wants a one-way trip.
Oh, he's a busy man.
Anyway, if you can think of anybody else.
Hey, what about Chabba?
Who?
Oh, that student at Brookfield.
Oh, it'd be an experience for him, wouldn't it?
You get him on that coach and half the young women of Ambridge will follow.
Done pretty well with your veg this year, ain't you, Grandad?
Oh, the beans are gorgeous.
All down to some very superior compost.
Lauren?
Down to your green fingers, isn't it, Jar?
My horticultural expertise.
Yeah, that's all very well.
Would you like some more wine?
But if your soil's knackered...
No, I'm all right, thanks. You starting college again then soon, Emma?
Yeah, really looking forward to it.
Really, things at Lower Loxley?
Fine. Been really busy all summer. Just starting to ease off a bit now the school's back.
Hey, how's poor Nigel?
He's not very happy at the moment.
It was a nasty accident he had by the sound of it.
Oh, Elizabeth's pretty fed up with a pair of them.
Pair of them?
Nigel and Kenton.
Oh, he knows all about that Kenton Archer.
Always messing around.
Practically moved in next door.
No, he ain't.
It only seems like it.
I know what you mean. Kathy gives me a lift in most mornings. Sometimes, you know, not just her.
Don't know what she sees in him.
Ah, you think she'd have more sense, wouldn't you?
Everyone deserves their bit of fun.
Yeah, sure. But Kenton Archer.
Oh, he ain't a bad-looking fella. You reckon, Emma? Nice hair.
I wouldn't touch him with a barge pole.
I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah, you've a wise head on young shoulders. He passes them potatoes,
will you? Hey, will you have a bit more pie, Emma?
Oh, I'll have some more.
You wait your turn. Come on, Emma, passes over your plate.
Oh, OK, just a little bit. Really nice.
Good.
What does he actually do, any role?
Kenton? Not a lot, to be honest.
Poor lazy beggar, is he?
Well...
Yeah, I thought so.
He has a habit of disappearing. Hardly a day goes by, but Elizabeth comes storming in the cafe, wanting to know where he is.
There you go. Now, how about you, William?
Tom.
Aren't you going to save a bit for Edward?
No, he won't be in till all hours.
Shame Ed's not in tonight.
No, it ain't.
Come on, Will. It'd be nice to see your family all together.
It would, wouldn't it? Do you want some more pie, John?
No, please.
Right, well, you and Eddie can share what's left.
So, what are you getting Ed for his birthday?
Me?
Yeah.
Wasn't planning on getting him anything.
Well, it's his 18th.
It's my birthday next week and all.
Yeah, yeah, we know.
You can't just ignore it.
Don't see why not.
I told you already. I'll take you down the pub and buy you a pint. That is.
More than I get from Ed when it's my birthday.
Well, you're his big brother and you should set him a good example.
Quite right, Emma.
I tell you what, you should have come down the ball last night.
Why?
David Archer come in with that new bloke they got working over Brookfield.
Oh, yeah, Kirsty was saying. He's a bit of all right, she said.
Is he?
Well, he's a smart fella, I'll say that for him. He had a nice pair of jeans, new trainers.
What's that got to do with anything?
Well, he's from Hungary, isn't he?
So?
I thought them communist countries didn't go in for all that American gear.
You're a bit out of date, Dad. Hungary ain't been communist for years.
What do you know about it?
Not a lot. But Greg does. He knows all sorts.
Is Greg going to this do Thursday?
What do?
Oh, Ambridge Organics.
Oh, you know about it?
Yeah, Kirsty was telling me.
Yeah, what's this, eh?
They're having this special event to launch Helen's latest cheese.
I still remembers the last look.
No,
they did like puke.
Okay.
Well, it was horrible.
Yeah, no, but...
Yeah, Tom had to feed it to his pigs in the end, didn't he?
Yeah. Well, this new one's supposed to be lots better.
So Kirsty fancies this Hungarian, does she?
What? Oh, no, not really. At least I shouldn't think so. I mean... Oh.
Tom Archer better look to his laurels, Eddie.
No, him and Kirsty. They've been together ages.
Mind you, she did say since Tom got all them extra pigs, well, she hardly ever sees him.
I thought he got your dad doing all the graft.
Not really. Well, he does the odd extra morning.
And how's your mum?
All right, I think.
I haven't seen much of her lately.
Neither have I. She's working all hours in the shop.
But she's all right?
Yeah, I suppose so. We never seem to do this no more.
Do what?
Well, sit down to supper, all the family together, and have a good old gossip. It's just not like that round our place no more.
it's Josh's first day at school.
Go on, hurry up, Jamie. You're going to be late.
Can we go to Ruby at her time?
Oh, you're staying at Daddy's tonight.
Oh, OK.
He'll pick you up after school.
Only Kenton said we could go swimming.
Oh, another day, eh? Off you go.
OK, bye.
Bye, darling. See you tomorrow. Oh, hello, Ruth.
Oh, hi.
Are you all right?
Yeah. I've just been daft here. It's Josh's first day.
Oh, you poor thing. I remember what Jamie was like. He was clinging to my leg and sobbing.
Oh, no, Josh is fine.
I felt terrible abandoning
him. Can't wait to get stuck in. He just marched up to a little girl and said, "Hello, my name's Josh. What's yours?"
Oh, bless him.
Don't think he even noticed when I left.
Well, nothing to worry about then.
No, I know. It's just... Oh, like I said, I'm just being daft.
I was sort of wondering about going myself.
You feel that strongly about hunting, do you?
Well, no, not particularly. But it's all the other things, like the surgery clothes.
I don't really think that this march is about the future of rural medical practices, is it?
But it's not just that. I mean, we've already lost the cat and fiddle. Penny Asset's got no shop. And we're having to stay open all hours to keep this on going.
But do you really think parading through London with a lot of fox hunting types is going to improve matters?
Well, I tell you what would make a difference. If a few more people would do their shopping here rather than buying everything at the supermarket.
Support your village shop. Yeah, I put my name to that.
Oh, everyone supports the shop. It's just some people never spend any money here.
And they're the ones who'll shout the loudest if it closes down.
I mean, they just don't realise. We've lost so much trade last year because of the foot and mouth.
Well, no, everyone's holiday cottages were empty, and the B&Bs.
Yeah, and people look at the compensation that was paid to farmers and think, oh, well, that's all right then. But no one else got a penny.
Well, I'm afraid my meagre purchases won't keep the shop afloat.
Oh, well, every little helps.
Well, I think that's all I'll need for today.
All right. You having a day off?
Yeah, I've got 2 whole days leave. Not much of a summer holiday, but it'll have to do.
Morning. Oh, hello, Lou. You're not working today either.
I stayed late last night, so I'm not starting till 12. Oh, dear. Haven't you got any more of that Australian Chardonnay?
I think there's another case in the stockroom.
Good.
Just let me finish serving Usha.
Sorry. Honey, I'm cooking salmon tonight, and it does go rather well.
You're having a dinner party?
No, it's just Kenton's coming round.
Oh.
Nice to have a grown-up evening occasionally.
Jamie's going to his dad's, is he?
Yeah, Sid's picking him up from school.
Right, that's £6.55, please, Usha.
Right.
Oh, that reminds me. I bumped into Ruth at the school gate, looking a bit miserable.
Was she?
Yeah, I gather it's Josh's first day today.
Oh, I remember Christopher's first day. He was happy as a sandboy and I was in floods.
Yeah, well, Ruth was the same.
Was she? That doesn't sound like her at all.
Everything okay?
Yeah, your wieners are all fed and watered.
Thanks. It's always a nightmare on Wednesdays when I have to do the veg boxes.
Yeah.
And Dad twisted my arm to come up and help with this lot.
Picking potatoes? Mm. You're a braver man than I am.
No, I'm not.
I see Beryl's back.
Yeah.
And you're going to be bending down in a potato field?
Oh, no way. Dad's got some meeting or other to go to, so I said I'd take over the spinner. Beryl can't get to me if I'm in the tractor cab.
Oh, I wouldn't bank on that. Anyway, I'd best be getting home.
OK, well, thanks a lot for your help.
So, that's another 3 hours you owe me for.
I forgot to tell you. I got a letter this morning from the Soil Association.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you know I put my sausages in for the Organic Food Awards?
Yeah.
I got highly commended.
Oh, well done.
Yeah, great, isn't it?
That'll help with your marketing.
That was the whole point of entering.
Morning, Neil.
Hiya.
Everything sells better if it's won some kind of gong.
Mm. He's still going on about his highly commended sausages.
Still, we only got the letter this morning.
You want to give the Echo a call? Get them to do a feature.
Mm. Here we go.
Your fan club's out in force this morning.
Hi, Emma.
Hi. Enjoy your morning off?
Oh, I don't know where the time went. Kenton's coming for supper this evening. Wanted to get some shopping in, tidy up the place a bit.
Right.
You haven't seen him, I suppose.
He was in here about half an hour ago.
Hmm?
Just sitting here, you know, chatting to the customers.
Oh. Said I'd see him about 12.
But then Elizabeth came stomping over.
Oh, no.
Dragged him in the kitchen and gave him a right tongue lashing.
Why?
Something about a mail shot. Anyway, he went back over the office with her.
Oh, well. How did you get on last night?
Oh, I had a brilliant time.
Did you?
Oh, Will's family are great.
Yeah, Clary's lovely, isn't she?
And she can really cook.
Oh, what did you have?
Steak and kidney pie and homegrown veg out the garden and then treacle spend.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, I couldn't eat like that every day of the week. I'd be as fat as a pig. But they're so easy to talk to, you know.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about being on your best behaviour and saying the right thing. They treat you like you're just another human being, not some stupid kid.
That came from the heart.
Well, when you got parents like mine. Anyway, better get on, eh?
I saw Chubba in the yard.
Oh, yeah?
He's very friendly, isn't he? What's so funny?
Nothing.
Oh, come on.
It's just... Oh, no, never mind.
What?
No, honestly, it's nothing. Anyway, do you want a cup of tea?
Wouldn't say no.
So, how are you? Enjoying your time off?
I keep feeling guilty as if there's something I ought to be doing.
Well, it's so long since you had a holiday, you've forgotten how to do it, haven't you?
You're a fine one to talk.
Me? I'm a lady of leisure, I am. At least I will be once we get Chubba milking on his own.
How's he getting on?
Fine. Though, I still worry that we're not feeding him enough. Davy took him to the pub the other night and he ate 4 bags of crisps.
That's not hunger, that's greed.
And it still feels a bit weird having this strange person living in the house.
Always having to remember to lock the bathroom door.
Exactly. And not to wander around with no clothes on. Doesn't stop Josh, of course. But Pip has suddenly become very prim indeed.
Oh. How did Josh get on at school?
Oh, he had a wonderful time. Completely wore himself out with all the excitement. He's flat out on the sofa now.
But how did you cope?
Me? Fine.
Only I bumped into Cathy and she said... She said you were a bit upset.
Yeah. I did have a little weep, I must admit. It's just...
What?
Well... There was a time when I thought I'd never see this day.
I did wonder.
I mean, 95% of the time, I'm fine. I really believe that I've beaten the cancer. I'm going to live a good, long life. But just occasionally, I remember what it was like.
When it was first diagnosed?
Yeah. When I was quite convinced I was going to die. And I kept going over in my mind all the things I'd miss in my life.
Seeing your kids grow up?
Yeah. Pip's first boyfriend, going to college, getting married, Josh learning to ride a bike, play cricket, and his first day at school.
Well, you didn't miss it.
No.
And I'd say that's a reason to be cheerful.
Of course it is.
Here you are, fit as a flea, with 3 lovely children now.
I know. When I got home from school, turned on the radio, suddenly remembered what day it was.
You mean...
September the 11th.
Mm, yeah.
And I think, what have I got to be miserable about?
I'd been in court and lost a case which really shouldn't have gone against me, and I got back to the office ranting about the injustice of it all, and there was everyone crowded into the senior partner's office watching the television, and it suddenly seemed so pathetic to be worrying about a county court judgment.
Yeah. And there was I today feeling sorry for myself because I might have died and I didn't. When all those people in the World Trade Centre, they didn't get a second chance.
Oh, that last couple of hours in the shop, it really drags.
Do you want a cup of tea?
Oh, please. Oh. You get all the kids in, arguing about what video they're going to rent, screeching with laughter, mobile phones ringing, oh, it's bedlam. Evening. Oh, hello, love.
I'm just making a cup of tea. Do you want one?
Any food going? Oh, give me a chance, Emma. I've only just this minute got in.
I only asked.
Let me sit down for a few minutes, eh? Been on my feet since first thing this morning.
Like I haven't.
Emma.
What?
No need to be rude.
I wasn't. Just stating a fact. So are we having tea or is it just chips in the microwave again?
Well, I'll do you some sausages.
I just thought maybe, for once, we might sit down and have tea together. Like normal families do.
What do you mean, normal families?
You mean, like the Grundys?
Oh, I see. That's what this is about.
Well, they sit round the table together and really talk. Properly talk.
What, William and Edward?
No, Ed weren't there.
Well, that figures.
Emma, when you were at school, tea was every night at 6 o'clock, remember? And every night you'd moan about it.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
You'd turn your nose up at whatever I cooked and sit there all sulky till we said you could go. So I stopped doing it.
Look, why don't I do us all sausage and mash and baked beans?
I don't want sausages, not again.
Oh, suit yourself.
There's plenty of eggs. You could have an omelette.
Oh, forget it. I'm going to have a shower.
Don't you want anything?
I'll just do myself some chips in the microwave.
Oh, Lord.
When she holds up the Grundys as role models for family life...
Oh, well, you've got to laugh, haven't you?
I don't find it very amusing, I'm afraid.
Anyway, how did you get on today?
Oh, all right, did 3 hours at Bridge Farm.
Oh, did you see Tom?
Yeah, briefly.
Or did he pay you?
No, he didn't.
Oh, Neil.
He will, don't worry.
You always let people take advantage.
I'm keeping a careful record, don't you worry. I know just how much he owes, and he'll pay me every penny. I'll make sure of that.
It's a big day for Helen.
There's never going to be enough tomatoes.
Well, it's all Dad picked.
Yeah, it sold out by lunchtime yesterday.
Oh, look, I tell you what, I'll bring some more in this afternoon when we come in for the launch.
Oh, Dad's coming as well, is he?
Well, you want a good crowd, don't you?
Well, yeah.
Careful, you'll crush the lettuces.
Okay.
Tom's talking about popping in.
Oh, terrific.
Just for a few minutes, you know, to swell the numbers. Make it look good in the press photos.
Well, if the press turn up.
Well, you know the Echo's sending someone.
Oh, I haven't heard from the telly people, though.
Television?
Oh, I thought maybe we could get on the regional news.
A bit ambitious, isn't it?
I think it'd make a really neat item, you know, reviving the tradition of blue cheese making in the county.
Well, I suppose it would.
I don't seem interested.
But Radio Borsetshire will be there.
Yeah, Brenda said she'd cover it.
Well,
it doesn't have the impact of Midlands today, though, does it?
When were you thinking of?
You ready for the yoghurts?
Oh, hang on.
How about tomorrow?
Just let me move these salad boxes up a bit.
No chance. Not this week.
Hello.
For a while. Hi.
Finished milking already?
What do you mean already? It's gone 5:30.
Oh, Lord, I'm going to be late. OK, Mum, pass me the yoghurts.
I'd better give Neil a call, I suppose.
Well, how many times is that this week?
What?
You've called in Neil at short notice.
Dad, we've got a deal.
Yeah, I know.
I can't manage on my own. Not now we're pushing up the numbers.
There, that should do.
No, all I'm saying
and
is...
And Neil's glad of the work.
I hope so. Well,
he's not always going to be available.
Right, I'm off.
OK, we'll see you about 1:30.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, don't tell me the hunt's out.
Yeah, I saw them earlier on.
They've been coming for a couple of weeks.
Oh, I know. It took me 30 minutes to get out of the lane last week because of the hounds milling about.
Oh, you should be all right this morning. They were heading that way when I saw them. Probably over Home Farm by now.
Right, well, I'll see you this afternoon.
Have you got some potatoes?
What?
Some of the new crop to get in the shop.
We've still got potatoes.
Oh, but they're the first of the main crop.
Well, they'll have to wait till tomorrow.
Fresh out the ground. I'll fetch you a
sack. I'm going to be late.
It won't take me a minute.
Dad, I've got to go.
Tony, we can take a sack in when we go.
Ah, yeah, right, OK.
If I do a poster about my sausages, will you stick it up?
What?
Well, I'm going to get some leaflets printed, but I haven't had time yet. So if I knock something up this morning...
No way.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
What, my leaflets?
No. You go into the shop for the launch.
What's the problem?
Well, it's just that the co-op lorry...
Tom, I'm not putting out some amateur handmade poster about your sausages.
No, I'll do it on the computer.
Not today.
Oh, come on, Helen.
Not while everyone's supposed to be concentrating on my cheese.
Tom, the co-op lorry will be coming to collect the spuds, so somebody needs to be here.
Well, Clary will be in the dairy.
Well, yes,
besides, the co-op lorry's always here by about 12.
Anyway, I don't see that Highly Commended is worth making a song and dance about.
Yes, it is.
It's not like actually winning, is it? It's like... also ran.
No, it isn't. They probably had hundreds of entries.
Oh, you don't know that. There might have only been 4. So they gave him first prize, second prize, third prize. Oh, I'm Highly Commended.
Helen.
Got to go. See you later.
Cow.
She's only teasing you.
If she got Highly Commended for her cheese, she'd be telling the world.
Oh, yeah, of course she would.
All right, I'm going to ring the Soil Association.
But what for?
To find out how many entries there were.
No, Tom, I wouldn't do that.
Oh, can't do any harm.
Well...
What?
I suppose there were only 4 entries.
Jennifer?
Hello. Oh, you've got a lot of books. And they say young people don't use the library anymore.
Do they?
an article in the Echo in the last week about what the council's spending on library services, which is less and less on books and more on computers and CDs.
Oh, well, that's what people want these days, I suppose.
Yes, they say. But here you are, proving them wrong.
Well, to be honest, it was so long since I'd been in here, my library card had expired. I'd get a new one. But I used to love reading when I was at school, and I did English A-level. But since then, I don't know.
Life gets in the way, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I started to reread Middlemarch.
Oh, I love that book.
Well, this was several months ago, but then I got so involved in putting this archive together. Reading for pleasure's rather gone by the board. I haven't got beyond Dorothea's honeymoon with Mr. Casaubon.
So how's it going, your archive thing?
Oh, Brenda, every time I think the end's in sight, I discover another hole in my research.
Thought you knew all there was to know about the history of Ambridge.
Oh, heavens no. And I used to know a lot more than I do now. I'm in here looking up something that I vaguely remember, but I can't put my finger on. Old age, I'm afraid. My memory's starting to go.
That's what my mum always says.
So, what books have you got?
Oh, American stuff.
Oh, let me see. Ooh, Scott Fitzgerald.
You see, what happened was...
Ooh, Tender as a Night. That's wonderful.
Mm, I decided I'd like to get back into literature a bit.
Ansel Bellow. Oh, I haven't read that one.
So I thought I'd do an evening class.
Oh, you should get in touch with my son-in-law, Simon.
Oh, yeah, I know.
He does a class in American literature.
That's the one I'm doing.
Really?
I happened to bump into him when I was, you know, in Borchester College looking for a suitable class. And he sort of persuaded me that his was the one I should do. North American literature of the 20th century.
Oh, I do envy you.
He made it sound so interesting. I thought, well, why not?
I wish I had time to read properly.
Oh, yeah, well, don't know where I'm going to find the time, but anyway, I must get back to work. I'm supposed to be interviewing Helen this afternoon about her new cheese.
Oh, are you going to Ambridge Organics?
Yeah.
Well, I'll probably see you there. I promised I'd drop in. Oh, and the latest thing. You know Janet Fisher's leaving in the new year?
Yeah.
Well, there's some worry about whether they'll be able to replace her.
Why?
General shortage of clergy, I suppose. Mm-hmm. And if they can't, well, it's rumoured that one or two of the churches might have to close.
Well, not St. Stephen, surely?
Well, no, but somewhere like Edgeley, where the congregation's a bit thin on the ground.
So, they're going to be marching through London, chanting Hands Off Fox Hunting and Keep Our Churches Open.
It's a rural issue, isn't it? And anything they can drag in.
Who's that?
Where?
Talking to Heaven.
Oh, that's the reporter from the Echo.
He looks about 14.
No.
Oh, Lord.
What?
Well, I hope Helen will be gentle with him.
Oh, don't worry. She's got too much riding on this to go upsetting junior hacks. Oh, look, here's Tom.
Who are all these people?
Ah, good turnout, isn't it?
Are they all press?
Oh, no, no. Most of them are regular customers.
Yeah, and the rest are passers-by who can't resist the offer of a free glass of wine.
Look, don't they have to eat the cheese first?
Well, they get a sample.
And then they get the glass of wine to take the taste away.
Oh, stop it.
Like a spoonful of sugar to make the medicine go down.
Have you actually tried this cheese?
Well... Yeah, of course I have. What do you take me for?
Oh,
yeah, come on. It's really very nice.
Yeah, it is. For the day Helen admits the same about my sausages. Anyway, do you want to hear some good news?
What?
I rang the Soil Association.
Uh-huh. What did they say?
There were loads of sausages entered for the Food Awards.
Oh, good.
So to get highly commended is a really big deal.
Oof, I should say.
Plus, they read me out what some of the judges had actually said, which I've got written down. Hang on a sec.
You can tell us later. Here comes Helen.
But she was the one...
Not now, Tom. This is her party, remember?
Did you see that child the Echo sent along?
He did look a bit young.
Well, I assumed he was some kid on work experience. I very nearly put my foot in it.
But you didn't.
No, I didn't. Claims to be a reporter, I have to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Which one is he?
The nerd in the glasses.
Oh, Clark Kent as I live and breathe.
What?
I bet he goes into phone boxes and comes out wearing his underpants over his tights. Excuse me, I must have a word.
Oh, Tom, no, leave him, Helen.
But Mum?
Yes, I know. But everyone's here for the cheese, and if his sausages get a mention, well, it's all good for Ambridge Organics, isn't it?
Helen!
Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hi. Hey, I must congratulate you. I've just had my very first taste of the cheese and it's absolutely delicious.
Oh, you really like it?
Wow, it's a perfect blend of creaminess with just that little bit of bite you'd expect from a blue cheese. Lovely melange of taste and texture.
Oh, Auntie Jen, why aren't you still writing for the Echo?
Hey, Tom.
Oh, hi, Brenda.
It's quite a scrum, isn't it?
Well, you give away free wine, half of bus insurance up on your doorstep.
You reckon?
Helen swears they're regular customers. But look at them. Well, look at that bloke.
Oh, you mean Homer Simpson?
Obviously lives off GM lard burgers and chemical beer. Never ate a vegetable in his life.
Is seems to quite like the cheese. Look, he's scoffing all the samples.
Have you tried it?
No. Trouble is, I keep remembering that first lot.
Yeah, my pigs loved it.
Suppose I'd better give it a try, though, just so I know what I'm talking about.
Oh, are you here for Radio Borsetshire?
Yeah, I'm just speaking at Rhian Helen.
Well, she's a bit tied up just now.
That's how I see. Everyone wants to talk to her, don't they?
But you can interview me if you like.
Why would I want to do that?
I've just won this massively prestigious award.
What for?
My sausages.
You expect me to believe that?
Hang on, I've got the letter here somewhere. Ah, here we are. There.
Organic Food Awards 2002, section pork sausages. Highly commended. Ooh, wow, that's brilliant.
And there were loads of entries in the section.
Really?
And one of the judges said, hang on, right on the back of the letter, here we are. Fabulous. This is just how a traditional pork sausage should taste.
Well done.
And another judge, who was a chef, said they cooked brilliantly and had, quote, the perfect meaty texture.
Well, perhaps I should do an interview with you.
Yeah.
I can talk to Helen later.
Well, that's a bit pointless, isn't it?
What's that?
I'm getting a brand new combine just as you're at the end of harvest. The thing's going to sit in your yard all winter, gently rusting.
Don't think there's any danger of that.
And depreciating in value by the day.
Debbie's got it in the Dutch barn, and she's in there every day, greasing and polishing.
Do you want some wine, Auntie Jen?
Oh, really, I shouldn't. I've got to drive home.
Sure.
Well, maybe just half a glass. I'm told it's very good.
£6.99 a bottle, and I've got plenty in stock.
Right. Well, I shall certainly buy a couple of bottles before I leave.
Yeah, and don't forget those potatoes.
Oh, Dad, you shut up about potatoes.
Well, I'm really pleased that we got such a good harvest. I mean, all that rain we had.
So, will Debbie drag herself away from her new combine long enough to come to the barbecue?
What barbecue?
Oliver Sterling's.
Oh, that. I'd forgotten. Well, I didn't think you'd be interested.
Yeah, quite right.
But there are still tickets available.
No thanks very much.
Well, yes, Debbie and Simon will be there. And Brian's coming, which is quite a surprise. Can't remember the last time we went out on a Friday night. He always seems to have meetings. I mean, who in their right mind arranges a meeting for a Friday night?
Hiya.
Oh, hello, Tom.
Where have you been?
Oh, just, you know, doing a bit of the old networking.
Oh, did you talk to the guy from the Echo?
No, I didn't, actually.
Oh, good.
I got waylaid by Brenda.
Oh, is she here?
She was, but she's gone now.
Gone?
Yeah, she wanted to get back so that she could edit the interview ready for tonight's Drive Time show.
What interview?
With me.
You talked to Brenda about Helen's cheese?
No, of course not. I told her about my sausages.
Oh, Tom!
Don't think she even got round to tasting the cheese.
It's the day of Oliver's barbecue.
About 5:30.
Will that leave us enough time?
What for?
Well, to get everything ready.
Why, what are you doing this afternoon?
Me?
I sort of imagined you might spend the odd hour arranging the tables and chairs on the terrace.
Well, of course I will.
Putting out tablecloths, napkins, plates, cups.
Yes, all right.
Polishing the glasses.
Polishing the glasses?
Then when I come back, I can have a leisurely bath and we can sit down and have a quiet glass of wine before it's time for you to fire up the barbecue. How does that sound?
It sounds like I get to do all the work.
Whereas I, of course, am going to spend my day at Grey Gables sitting with my feet up eating chocolate. I'll see you later.
Oh, do you think we've got enough food?
Enough to feed an army.
Oh, did I tell you? I heard a bit on the radio last night about Bridge Farm sausages.
Really?
Yeah, they won some award, apparently, from the Soil Association.
And is that what we're serving our guests tonight?
We certainly are.
Ooh, delicious.
Absolutely. Though I don't suppose we'll be seeing anyone from Bridge Farm tonight.
Helen's coming.
With Greg?
Yes, of course. And some free samples of cheese.
Huh?
She's just launched this new blue cheese onto the market.
Oh, yes, I saw an ad in the shop.
I think she regards this evening as a marketing opportunity.
Well, we're supposed to be in the business of encouraging rural enterprise, so why not?
Then after the dressage, we get all the jumps set up ready for the afternoon.
Sounds brilliant.
Yeah, it should pull the crowds. So many horse shows were cancelled last year.
Oh, I know.
Anyway, I think we've got everything covered. So, barring major disasters...
Like Kenton sticking his oar in.
Oh, what's he done now?
Oh, don't get me started. Nigel I can cope with. Kenton at a pinch I can cope with, but put the two of them together.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, have you got time for a cup of coffee?
No, I wouldn't say no.
OK.
Mum was telling me you volunteered to be with Siobhan when the baby's born.
I bet that's not all she said.
What?
She thinks I'm completely bonkers.
Well, you did have a fairly horrible time.
Yeah, because I had twins and a dicky heart. I know it's not usually like that. And Brian told her he couldn't be there.
Oh.
And she's got no family. Well, not here, anyway.
It is still going on, then, the thing with Brian?
Very much so.
Do you know, I had the most embarrassing conversation with Jennifer the other day. She was telling me what a perfect husband he is.
She does go on about it, doesn't she?
Well, I can only assume he feels guilty and he's overcompensating.
And you ask yourself, how could she possibly be so blind? I mean, he's always inventing these business meetings, which involve staying overnight in London or Liverpool or wherever.
And he's staying with Siobhan.
He takes her away for romantic trysts and posh hotels.
Oh.
Lizzie, can you help? Oh, hello, Sheila.
Oh, hi.
What are you doing?
Trying to put my jacket on.
Why?
Because we have a conference of pension fund managers today, all in immaculate suits. And I feel such a slob.
Oh, you know it'll hurt, Nigel.
I can stand it. Please, Lizzie.
Oh, come here. Give it to me. No, left arm first. Just try and straighten it. That's it. Yeah. Now get your right arm back.
Oh,
it hurts just a watch.
Yeah, and I'm sure it's not helping your collarbone. There, how's that?
Thank you.
Right, are you going to put your arm back in the sling?
Okay.
Slowly.
Gosh. Ooh, that made my eyes water.
Oh, how have you been managing?
With difficulty.
Well, we've done all right. Kenton's been an absolute brick.
Huh?
He's been working really hard.
Yes, at the things he enjoys. He was supposed to get that conference room ready this morning, and I went in at 8:55, and the chairs were still stacked against the wall.
He's brilliant with the hawks.
Yes, he's got very keen on falconry. Or is it that he's very keen on Jessica?
Jessica? But isn't he still going out with Kathy?
Yes, and she's completely soppy about him. I don't give him any jobs that involve the cafe or the shop, because she ends up mooning about like a love-struck teenager.
Well, I have to say, I don't think we'd have got through the last couple of weeks if it wasn't for Kenton.
If it wasn't for Kenton, you wouldn't have broken your collarbone in the first place.
It wasn't his fault.
So, are you going to Josh's birthday tea this afternoon?
Isn't it on Sunday?
Oh, the party, yes. They thought you'd be too tired tonight after his first week at school. But he's still having a few friends around.
Nigel, there you are.
Where the hell have you been? You know, that conference room was supposed to be ready this
morning. There's been a bit of a disaster.
What's happened?
In fact, a massacre.
What?
It's just awful. Blood and feathers everywhere.
Oh, no, don't tell me.
I'm so sorry, Nigel.
Not my Scott Stampy chicks.
I thought it must have been a fox.
Oh, no.
But Reg says no. Apparently it was a badger that got under the wire and into the run.
But shouldn't they have been shut up for the night?
I could have sworn I did it. Oh. I can see myself shutting the door of the hen house.
But obviously you didn't.
I'm so sorry, mate.
Are they all dead?
I don't know. I took one look at the carnage and thought, well, I must be the one to break the bad news to Nigel.
Oh. My poor little chicks.
So everyone here is going on the march?
Yes, I think so.
Well, they're never all going to fit on the coach.
Oh, a lot of these people are going on the Netherbourne coach.
And there's one going from Darrington. Oh, right. So South Gloucestershire should be well represented.
Oh, I hope so, after all the effort that's gone into organising everyone. Now, Caroline, will you keep an eye on the barbecue while I go and deliver the steak to Jennifer?
Oh, let me.
No, it's all right. You stay and chat to Caroline. Adieu, thank you, la vie.
Very fancy.
Yes, I thought so.
What was all that about?
Oh, he's practising his Italian.
Oh, are you in charge of the barbecue?
I seem to be.
Evening, Sheila.
Hello, Brian. Daniel wants to know if he can have another sausage.
He'll have to wait a minute.
Oh, that's okay.
Caroline, are you going on holiday to Italy?
What? Oh, no. We just thought we'd learn the language, so we could understand the words at the opera.
How's it going?
Haven't started yet. I told you we went along to the Italian Society, didn't I?
Yes, and you met someone who teaches?
The lovely Cosimo.
Yes.
We registered for her class. It doesn't start till next week.
I remember Jenny dragging me along to some opera in Felbersham.
Oh, when was this?
Oh, years ago. And she assured me they were singing in English, but I still couldn't understand a word.
Brian, you snake in the grass.
What?
I would go back to demand my steak back.
Why, what have I done?
Jennifer says you're not coming on the coach.
What? You're going to miss the march? Shame on you.
No. Why does everybody jump to that conclusion? I'll be there for the march. Just I'm travelling down under my own steam.
Why?
As I've got a business meeting in London on the Friday.
What?
A business meeting.
Oh, yes?
Borchester Land, actually. And I just thought it made no sense at all to travel all the way back here just so I could catch the coach.
And where are you staying?
What?
Where are you going to be staying in London?
Well, where I usually stay.
Where's that?
Farmers Club.
Oh, good place there, isn't it? I always stay there when I'm in town.
All right, Sheila, I think these sausages are ready.
So I said to him, Reg, I said, Reg.
Nigel.
How can you be so sure it was a badger?
I really think you ought to go to bed.
Oh, no. And he says, splint.
The night is young. That's badger poo to you and me.
And we were going to compare these three burgundies, weren't we? Yeah,
indeed we were, and we've only tested two.
Oh, no, Kenton, don't open another bottle.
How can we come to an informed decision if we haven't tasted all three?
Look, Nigel is not supposed to be drinking.
Lizzie, I feel better than I felt all day. Pain has completely gone away.
Mm, I'm not surprised.
Come on, Lizzie, pass us your glass.
I'm not having any more.
Oh, go on.
No. I'm going to bed.
All right, my love.
And promise me you won't sit up till all hours.
I promise. Night, night.
Oh, I wish I could believe you.
Good night, Lizzie.
Good night.
Ooh. You know what we should do, Kenton?
What?
We should drink a toast to my poor dead Scots, the Scots dumpy chicks.
Nigel, I'm so sorry about that.
No, it's OK.
But it was my fault.
Friday the 13th.
What?
Something bad was bound to happen.
I can't believe I didn't shut the hen house.
Be thankful it was only three chicks.
Yeah, that is amazing.
So not such a mega disaster.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's to my little chicks.
Little chicks. Mm. Oh, yeah, I like this one.
Mm. What?
This wine's lovely, really smooth and fruity.
You see, thing is, people think that badgers are sweet, harmless, stripy things.
Yeah, we've all read Wind in the Willows.
Exactly. But they wreak the most appalling havoc.
Well, I know. I saw.
Bad as foxes.
Well, this wine is just terrific.
See, I told you. Your Australian wines are absolutely fine for slugging at the barbie.
Mm, true.
But for real class, you can't beat a good old Bateau Shottled Burgundy.
What?
What did I say?
Bateau Shottled.
That's rather good, isn't it?
No, I still think the future lies in the New World.
Not thinking going back, are you?
No. I was talking about the wine.
Mm-hmm. But what about you?
Me?
Where does your future lie?
Well, that is the question.
You have plans?
Do I have plans? Nige, I have plans coming out of my ears. Unfortunately, most of them require a large injection of capital.
Ooh, can't help you there, I'm afraid.
No, I didn't think you could.
Overdraft up to here.
Mm. That's a shame. You would have been the ideal person to invest in my internet cafe.
Internet?
Mm.
Oh, wow, yeah. Oh, that's really, really the thing, isn't it?
Well, I say cafe. Ultimately, I envisage a whole string of them right across the Midlands.
Mm.
You see, with Cathy's catering experience and my entrepreneurial skills...
I tell you what...
What?
You being so good at plans...
Yeah?
You could help me out.
What's the problem?
Wedding anniversary.
What, yours?
And Lizzie's.
Obviously.
Haven't a clue what to do. Completely devoid of ideas.
You must have a party.
Must I?
Yeah, of course. You know what a party animal Lizzie is.
Well, used to be.
Ah, still is. What she needs, Nige, is to let her hair down, huh?
Hmm?
Got it. You in the gorilla suit and Tim Beecham swimming naked in the lake.
Oh, yes! Yes, like my 40th.
When was that?
When I was 40, of course.
Yeah, I know that, but when?
Only, it was Tim in the gorilla and me in the lake. He threw me in, you know.
Oh, I must have been in Australia.
Oh, such a laugh. She even managed to get a Mr. Snowy van.
Lizzie? Mm.
I dropped an ice lolly down Siobhan's neck.
You mad fool.
And Mummy had such fun on the bouncy castle.
What, Julia?
Yeah, it was a hoot.
On a bouncy castle?
Yes.
Oh, I would pay good money to see that.
And then they threw me in the lake.
Oh, God, I bet Lizzie loved it.
Oh, yes. She came and fished me out. She had pondweed all dripping, you know, like water nymph.
I told you, she loves to party.
Let's do it.
You're on.
We'll have balloons, fireworks.
All the old crowd.
And ice cream.
Hey, you still in touch with Tim Beecham?
Oh, yes, Timmy and me. Oh, like that.
Whoa!
Wait, please keep the noise down.
Hey, Lizzie.
Sorry, Lizzie, were we getting a bit,
I can hear you in the nursery. You're going to wake the children.
My little water nymph.
Nigel, you're drunk.
Oh, don't be cross, Lizzie. We're planning such a lovely surprise for you.
I've had quite enough surprises this past couple of weeks, thank you very much. And if you want to do something for me, you can stop behaving like a couple of schoolboys and grow up.
Ooh, she's in no fun zone. The Archers was written by Caroline Harrington. The agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Kerry Davis. And the editor was Vanessa Whitburn.